I'm so happy to see you, as you've heard at the beginning, that we are very happy that you can come. Because we can see that this work, which the Lord had started through the Reverend Stiegen, is still carrying on.
Futhi Sandile no Debbie, siyabonga.
And to Sandile and Debbie, thank you.
Niyaphakamisa istandard kaNkulunkulu.
By so doing, you are lifting high the standard of God.
Futhi sithanda ukuqhubeka ukuhamba le ndlela yokukholwa kanye nani futhi.
And we would like to continue to walk this walk of faith together with you.
Bazalwane uguma lapha epulpitini kababumfundisi akuyona into encane.
And brethren, to stand here in this pulpit of Reverend Stiegen is not a small thing.
Kodwa ngiyathemba uNkulunkulu uzongihawukele, uzothatha amagama womuntu ayafana namanzi aguqula abe wine emphefumulweni wethu.
But I trust that the Lord will help me take the simple words of men that are merely just like water, but turn them into wine, that it can be a healing to our souls.
Today is a great victory. Some people will say, yeah, it's a victory of love. That's usually in the world how they would say on a wedding day. But I say, no, today is a day of victory for faith. Today is a day where the faith and the obedience to God, listening to God and His voice, is being victorious and being displayed. It is a victory of faith in more than many ways. Now maybe you say, okay, well, where does faith come into this? Maybe because we are here in a church. But as you listen to the testimony of Sandile and God's word and the text that he chose, I believe you will start to understand, if you haven't seen it yet, that the foundation and the crown of this wedding today lies in faith, faith in the living triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I'll
have to speed up a bit because there's not so much time left. But let's go to the text that the bridegroom chose, which is Daniel chapter 1 and the 8th verse.
Kodwa siye kwincwadi ekhethwe umkhwenyana kuyincwadi kaDaniel isahluko sokuqala ivesi lesiyagalombini.
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
Kwathi kaDaniel isahluko sokuqala ivesi lesiyagalombini.
But before we continue, let's pray again.
Kodwa singaqhubeki asithandaze.
Nkosi siyaguqa phambi kwakho namhlanje.
Lord, we bow before you this morning.
Siyacela usihawukele.
We pray for your mercy.
Ube phakathi kwethu Nkosi, ukhuluma nathi, thinta izindlebe zethu ukuzwa iphimbo lwakho.
That Lord, you'd be in our midst, speak to us that we can hear you, touch our ears that we can hear your word speaking to us.
And break the bread of life to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Daniel 1, verse
8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
Kepha uDaniel wazimisela enhlizweni yakhe ukuba angazingcolisi ngesabelo sokudla kwenkosi nangewayini eliphuzwayo. Wayisecela enduneni yabathene ukuba angazingcolisi.
Verse 10. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are at your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king.
Mina ngiyesaba ukuthi inkosi yami inkosi emisile ukudla kwenu nokuphuza kwenu uyakubona ubuso benu ukuba buchozekile kunabafana abayintanga yenu nilifake ngozini ikhanda lami enkosini.
So Daniel said to the steward whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink.
Wayesethi to Daniel encekwini induna yabathenwa ebeyibeke phezu koDaniel noHananiya noMishayeli noAzariya ake ulinge izinceku zakho izinsuku eziyishumi basiphe imfino yokudla namanzi okuphuza.
And at the end of 10 days their features appeared better than and fatter than in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies.
We
read thus far. Why did Daniel not want to eat the food prepared by the king, the flesh? Ngoba inkosi ibuzile kwabakubo ukubusisa lo kudla.
It is because the king had gone to his ancestors to bless this food.
To his idols to bless the food. And Daniel didn't want to do that. Now, friends, this sermon today, you will see how the faith of one man in a whole empire was able to stand and be victorious to such an extent that Daniel outlived 5 kings.
Nizobona ukuthi ukholwa kumuntu oyedwa kwasebenza ngakanani kulombuso kwama ngokuthi uDaniel wakwazi ukuhlala ekhonza amakhosi ayisihlanu.
The way he was living was totally different from the whole nation around them.
Indlela ayiphila ngayo yayihlukile.
They were Jews. They were not part of the Babylonians. They had a different foundation. They had a different character. Everything was built on God and His Word. And friends, I want to tell you to get married in this way. In the world in which we live these days is no different from Daniel's stand in the world of the heathen Babylonians.
Daniel ngesikhathi besezweni lamakhaleni.
To get married in faith and by faith is totally different from what the whole world around us are getting married in.
Ukushada ngokukholwa futhi umuntu esekholweni kuhluke kakhulu, kuphambene kakhulu nendlela izwe leli esiphila kulo elenza ngayo.
And I believe you will see the difference.
Futhi ngiyakholwa nizobona umehluko.
Now let me just say, start off with some of the notes that Sandile mentioned.
Akengiqale ngamanye ama notes aqhamuka kumkhwenyana.
He started off with the notes that he gave to this text by saying, how I came to Christ.
Waqala ngokubhala kuma notes akuthi ngafika kanjani kuKristu.
That's strange.
Kuyinto eyisimanga.
This is a marriage. What do we want to know about how you came to Christ?
Ngoba phela umshado lo sifunelana ukwazi ukuthi ufike kanjani uKristu.
God was Sandile uyangibusisa.
But Sandile, that which you did blessed me.
He says, how I came to Christ, this is a precondition to getting married by faith.
Uthi indlela ngize kanjani kuKristu, ngiphenduke kanjani, ngoba le kuyiyona ndlela kuona key ukuthi umuntu angakwazi ukuthi ashade ngalendlela yokho.
Because if you're not born again to become a child of God, how can you hear God's voice to tell you to get married by faith?
Ngoba uma wena ungazelwe kabusha, ungaphendukelanga uNkulunkulu, uyolizwa kanjani iphimbo likaNkulunkulu likutshela ukuthi ushade na?
Ingane gwane uma uzalanga kabusha enkosini.
It's a fairy tale if you would expect that and yet you are not born again in Christ.
So friends, don't make the mistake to try and copy them if you don't have a living relationship with the living God.
Akho ke sihlobo, ungazami ukuthi ufuna ukukopela indlela abenze ngayo, ufuna ukwenza njengabo uma wena ungenabo ubudlelwano obuphilayo noKristu.
Where you hear God's voice,
lapho kwazi ukumuzwa khona uNkulunkulu ekhuluma,
and you're in tune with God,
futhi ubambisene naye umuzwe uNkulunkulu.
Not like the world does it.
Kungabi njengokwenza kwezwe.
In the world, the boy and the girl has to be in tune with each other.
Ngoba phela ezweni umfana nentombazane kudekayo nje ukuthi bazwane bona.
It starts off from the beginning like that.
Kusukela ekuqaleni benza kanjalo.
Boy walks past the girls.
Umfana odlule emantombazane.
She attracts him.
Ufuna ukuthi abahehe.
He walks past her.
Hamba edlule ngokusesha.
And he turns around and he just looks at her.
Bese abheka emuva amqalaze.
And he sees she turns around and she looks at him.
Intombazana futhi iqalaze babukane nomfana.
And immediately there's electricity between the two of you.
Bese ngaso leso sikhathi kube ngathi kunogesi babamba bobabili.
Friends, to get married by faith, you don't need electricity between a boy and a girl. You need electricity between you and the living God.
Sihlobo ukushada ngalendlela kaNkulunkulu. Akufuneke lo gesi ozohlanganisa umfana nentombazana, kodwa udinga ukuxhumana amandla suka uNkulunkulu phakathi kwakho noNkulunkulu.
Otherwise your whole marriage is based on human emotions and human relationships.
Ngoba makunjalo kuchaza ukuthi umshado wakho wonke wona uncike emzweni yobuntu nasebudlelwaneni babantu.
Sandile attended at the youth conference in 1994.
Kunyaka 1994 Khwenyana uSandile waba seyinkonzweni zabasha.
And Bob Mfundisi was taking her the service and reading from Acts chapter 5 verse 29. We're not going there.
Ubaba Mfundisi washumayela lapho kulezo inkonzo efunde encwadini yezenzo isahluko sesihlanu iverse lamashumi amabili nesishiyagalolunye noma singayanga khona.
There he gave his life to God. After that, he was able to attend school here at Domino Civitae. He finished matric in 2002. Then he went to college away from home. And he writes in brackets, and God kept me faithful by his grace.
In 2017,
that's even before COVID, people. COVID is becoming a new important date nowadays.
In 2017,
God started speaking to him about marriage. He says, more than once, God revealed him to himself. But he says it was a battle because I had to make sure that it is God speaking to me. When he said that, it reminded me of something somebody said to me these days. When Babamfundisi testified once about how he got married, he said before he got married, he never thought of her, his bride, Mama Kot. Not even once did he think of her. Bamfundisi said the second point. His precondition was, if he gets married, it mustn't take away 1% of his consecration and commitment to serve the living God.
Bamfundisi wabeka okwesibili wathi uma eshada loko kushada kufanele kususe ngisho u-1% wokubheka kwakhe ejonge kuNkulunkulu.
Sandile and Debbie.
Sandile no Debbie.
Don't let your marriage take away 1% of your commitment and surrender and submission to God.
Ningavumi ukuba umshado wenu ususe ngisho u-1% wokuzinikela kwenu nokuzibophezela kwenu kuNkulunkulu.
Then in his testimony, Babamfundisi said the following.
Efakazini bakhe ubabamfundisi usho kulandelayo.
He says he had to discern between God's will and how his own heart and his own flesh.
Uthi kwadinga ukuthi ahlukanise phakathi kwentando kaNkulunkulu nenhliziyo yakhe nokufisa kwakhe.
He says, because the wrong decision would have meant the end of the revival. These are the things, this is the foundation that our founder laid for getting married. Now, to come back to the verse we had, Daniel decided to follow the Lord in the midst of a heathen nation.
Daniel was misele ukuba alandele uNkulunkulu phakathi kwezizukulwane sabantu bengakholwa.
He had to be faithful to God as a Jew in a foreign land. You remember that Sandile said he went to college far away from home. Daniel was in Babylon, away from home.
Daniel wayese babhele naye ekude nekhaya.
Away from parents.
Engekho phambi kwabazali.
Away from your congregations.
Engekho ebandleni.
Maybe you may be away from your pastor or your relatives.
Mhlamba ukho eduze kwamfundisi wakho noma eduze kwezihlobo zakho.
Even if you've been taken captive in a foreign country, if you have a living relationship with God, you will stand firm wherever you may be.
Ngisho ngabe uthathwe wathunjwa wasiwe ezweni lokuthunjwa.
And the amazing thing is, when Daniel stood firm in faith,
and
he said that he will eat only vegetables because he trusted that God will take care of them. After 10 days, their outside appearance looked even better than the boys, the young men who had the king's food. Friends, just by the way, if you have a living relationship with Christ, it should not just be in your heart. It will be on to be seen on your outside as well.
It will be seen
in your face. It will be seen in the way you dress. Everything will tell people whether God is in your heart. Like one person said to John Bunyan, yeah, God doesn't look on the outside, he looks at the inside.
Omunye washo ku John Bunyan ethi uNkulunkulu phela akabuki ngaphandle, ubuki ngaphakathi.
And John Bunyan said, yes, but we're not God. We've got to see you from your outside to know whether God is in your heart.
John Bunyan waphendula wathi impela kunjalo kodwa thina abantu ngoba siboni nje uNkulunkulu asiboni ingaphakathi lakho sidinga ukubona ingaphandle yilona leyo sitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona yini ngaphakathi.
Young girls,
mantombazana,
if the men look at you,
uma abafana bekubuka,
can they look at the way you dress and see that Christ is alive in your heart? The next point. The decision of Daniel could have costed him his life. If they made the wrong decision there, the king could have just killed them.
Uma babethathe isinqumo ekungesona inkosi engababulala nokubabulala.
Because they continued to live by faith.
Ngoba baqhubeka bephila ngokholo.
They refused to bow before the statue of King Nebuchadnezzar.
Bala ukuzithoba phambi kwalesi statue.
They were thrown into the fiery furnace.
Baphonswa esithandweni somlilo.
It could have costed them their lives.
Lokho kwangababiza ukuphila kwabo.
But they stood in their faith. Later, Daniel was thrown before amongst the lions. Time and time again, he must have been willing to die for his faith and rather die than to deny his Lord. Even today it can cost you your life if you stand firm for Christ. In which way do you pay these days with your life? You may lose your dignity before people. People may be scorning you and mocking you. That's all part of dying to yourself for the sake of the living God of Christ Jesus our Lord.
nobuwena konke lokhu kwenzela umbuso kaJesu Kristu.
Or you will may just become unnoticed. Nobody takes care of, nobody takes notice of you.
Noma ube umuntu ongasanakwa umuntu ube ngathi akho umuntu okubonayo.
People may lie to you.
Abantu mhlawumbe bangaze bakukhuluma amanga kuwe.
You may end up being isolated and alone because you stand for God.
Lamba ugcine usumuntu osephila njengayedwana osengathi ubekwe eceleni ngenxa yokuthi uphilela uNkulunkulu.
You can be hated.
Ungazondwa.
You can be mistreated by other people.
Kungenzeka ukuthi ube umuntu osephathwa ngesihluku bakuphathe kabi abanye abantu.
And in all these things you have to dive and die over and over again for the sake of Christ.
Kuzo zonke lezinto kukubiza ukuthi ufe kuphindaphindiwe ngenxa kaKristu.
Friends, if people don't take note of you and they mock you,
zihlobo uma abantu bengakunaki bekubhuqa,
and if they isolate you,
uma bekubekela eceleni,
don't become anxious. If God is on your side, be a Daniel. Dare to be a Daniel.
Bangakhathazi lokho uma nje kuphela uNkulunkulu engakuwe. Wena phokophele kutheni ube uDaniel.
Do you see that how this marriage was born and founded out of a life of faith with the living God?
Uyabona yini ukuthi lo mshado uzaleke wakheka ngaphansi kokuphila ngokukholwa bekholwa kuNkulunkulu.
And if you allow anxiety,
kodwa uma uzovumela ukukhathazeka,
then you'll get thorns and hindrances and snares on the way.
Lapho ke uyothola ameva, uthole nezinto eziyokuphazamisa zibe ugibe endleleni.
Don't allow anxiety, friends.
Hlobo ungavumeli ukukhathazeka.
Stand firm for the living God.
Kodwa mana isibindi, uma uqine, uqine kuNkulunkulu ophilayo.
Live a pure life.
Uphile impilo emsulwa.
And God will take care of you.
Akunjalo uNkulunkulu uyokunakekela.
This is what the hymn writer said.
Nako kusiwo umbhali wesihlabelelo.
Brought safely by his hand thus far.
Uthi ngesandla sakhe sengize ngafinyelela la ngiphephile.
Why now should I give place for fear?
Ngani kuba manje sengingadedeli kuba kungena ukwesaba na?
How can I ever want if God's the one that provides for me?
Kungenzeka kanjani ukuba ngigcine ngiba umuntu oswele uma ngempela kuNkulunkulu onginakekelayo?
Or how can I lose my way with such a guide?
Ngingalahlekelwa kanjani indlela yami uma kukhona ongihola kanjena na?
This is how these young people had to stand and live by faith to reach the point today.
Lena yona ndlela lababasha kwaduntu baphile ngayo uNkulunkulu abahole baze bafinyelele la bekhona namhlanje.
By faith, Daniel did not lose hope even though he was a captive. God had given him over to be captured as a captive in a heathen country. Everything tells you God cannot care for you. He's given you over into the hands of the heathens.
Ngokukholwa uDaniel akazange alahlekelwe ukukholwa nakuba wekade ewumthunjwa esezweni lokuthunjwa, kodwa kukho konke lokhu wabambelela ngokwesimo bekungathi yonke into ayilunga ayihambi kahle, kodwa wabambelela.
Sorry. Just abandon your faith in God because he's given you over into the hands of a heathen nation.
Bekungathiwa hhayi, lahle ukukholwa kwakho uNkulunkulu, ingani lo nkulunkulu wakho nangukulahlele ezizweni zabantu abangakholwa.
Friends, the world's way of getting married is so different if we stay faithful to God.
Sihlobo indlela yezwe yokushada ihluke kakhulu uma sima sithembeka uNkulunkulu.
Daniel refused to eat the food that the king wanted to give him.
UDaniel akavumanga ukudla lokho inkosi ibimnika khona.
Do you know that some of the things that you will have to say no to is considered food by the world? Not poison, not empty air, but food that can sustain you. The world says you need it. to survive. You needed to have a successful marriage. It's food for you. And yet, it's poison to the child of God.
Watch
pornography. That will help you in your marriage. That will make the marriage bed successful. It's food for you. But it will defile you. What did Daniel say? In verse 8, he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies. There is another king, the king of this world, who will try and offer his delicacies to you. But it will be poison to your soul. Oh, what a glorious day if we can share with two young people whose faith had overcome the world. I didn't hear God speaking to me about whether they should get married. None of us told them that they should get married. It depended on them to hear from the living God whether they should get married or not. But if you keep the faith, you trust that God will show you if you must get married, and when you should get married. Can I say something which Sandile did not say? But I asked him if I could mention it because it blessed me. He's 43 years old. That didn't put him off. That didn't make him lose his faith. You see, the devil has the trick that he has the whole world in his hands. Because all of us are born in sin. Doesn't matter how big a theologian you are, the devil has the last word because you are a sinner and you've been born in sin. But God has a word even more final than Satan's word. God sent his son to pay for your and my sins so that he has the last say and not Satan over your life. I thank the Lord that these two people can testify about a day when God's blood came and washed and cleansed them from their sins. But here's the last point that I want to make. It's wonderful when God has taken care of you. It's wonderful if God answered your faith by speaking to you and telling you to get married. It's a blessing. It's a gift from God. But in order to keep God's blessing on your marriage,
kodwa ukuze ukwazi ukugcina isibusiso sikaNkulunkulu emshadweni wakho,
your marriage should remain on the altar.
Umshado wakho kudinga ukuba njalo uhlale use-altar.
Do you hear me, Debbie?
Uyezwakala, Debbie?
Never take your marriage off the altar.
Ungawususi nakanye umshado wakho e-altar.
Never to make it yours and not anymore God's.
Ungakwenza ukuthi ukwenze ukuba kube umshado wakho kungabisabo kaNkulunkulu.
It must remain on the altar. Otherwise, your marriage, which was a gift of God and a blessing from God, is going to become death to you.
Kumele uhlale use-altar ngoba lo mshado wakho ubukade uyisibusiso kuNkulunkulu.
And as I thought about that, I was reminded of
Abraham,
who was given a child called Isaac. Isaac was the son of the promise of God. He was a gift from God when Abram was 100 years old. And the Bible says he was as good as a dead man already. I believe in the beginning when Abram received Isaac, Isaac was a blessing and a new Lord. It's your gift. It's for you, from you, and it belongs to you.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi ngesikhathi u-Abraham emthola u-Isaka wayeqonda ukuthi kwakuyisipho sikaNkulunkulu asiphiwe futhi uNkulunkulu.
But now listen to this.
Kodwa lalela lokhu.
As the years went by, this little child grew up.
Ngokuhamba kweminyaka lo mntwana wakhula.
He started speaking.
Wayeseqala ekhuluma.
He becomes a person.
Wayeseba umuntu.
He develops his own personality, his own character. And you as a parent start getting visions of how God can still use this son of yours. You see his talents. And as a man of God, as Abram was, you can see how God can use this Isaac in his kingdom. And you grow attached to Isaac. There's emotions. A parent loves his child. You know what some people have told me? Some people have told me it's more difficult to lose a child than it is to lose a husband or a wife. I've spoken to a woman the other day who said, when my husband died, I could still, it was difficult, but I could handle it. She says, but when my child died, it was worse than anything else to me.
Kodwa uthi lapho ngishonelwa ingane yami,
I simply cannot get over it. Do you know why people start falling in sin with their children? Getting upset, losing your temper, cursing the child. Because maybe that child has become too precious for you. And then when Isaac was already a grown-up, a boy that was growing up,
Lapho ay uyisake sekhulile sewumfana okhulile.
God did a very strange thing.
UNkulunkulu wenza into eyisimanga.
God says the gift that I gave to you, I want to take him back.
UNkulunkulu uthi kuAbraham lesiphe ngokuphe sona sengifuna ukusithatha manje.
What would you say about that?
Wena ungenze njani ngalokho?
Will you say, okay, God, you can take him back?
Ungavuma ukuthi hayi uNkulunkulu kulungile mthathe?
God said, Abraham, now you take Isaac and you go and sacrifice him.
Ngoba phela uNkulunkulu uthi kuAbraham, Abraham, thatha manje lo Isake uhambe uyonikela ngaye abe umhlatshelo.
Whether it's your children or whether it's your marriage, both of them are gifts from God.
Noma ngabe ingane zakho noma umshado, konke lokho kuyisipho sithole uNkulunkulu.
But both of them must remain on the altar if you want your marriage to be blessed till the end.
Kodwa konke kumele kuhlale kuse-altare uma ufuna ukuthi umshado wakho ubusiswe kuze kube sekugcineni.
Don't you dare taking it off the altar.
Ungakwenzi nakanye iphutha lokuthi ukususe altare likaNkulunkulu.
You lose the blessing that God is giving you today. You're going to lose it because you're taking it for yourself.
Uyolahlelwa ileso sibusiso uNkulunkulu akuneze sona namhlanje ngoba usuyakuphutha manje sokuthatha ukwenza okwakho.
When I was in my last year at school,
lapho ngikunyaka wami ogcina esikoleni,
I did some fencing. Fencing is where they fight with swords.
Ngangenza umdlalo wokulwa la silwa khona ngenkemba.
It's a sport that in the Olympic Games, it's part of the Olympic Games to fence, to fight with swords.
Kushuthi kumdlalo ukhona nakuma Olympic la nilwa khona nilwa ngenkemba.
So it's not a plaything for children, it's a serious sport.
Kodwa kuwona umdlalo umncane njengenziwa ingane ngoba nilwa ngempela nilwa ngenkemba.
And I went for training.
Ngahamba ngayoqeqeshwa.
And the guy, there was one sword which is called the epee.
Kukhona kuhlobo luthize lwenkemba kuthiwa yi-epee.
It has a cup to protect your hand and then a very thin blade.
Kushuthi ke inento evikela isandla sakho bese ke lenkemba ke kuyinkemba ebukhali.
And the trainer said to us, the way you hold the sword.
Osifundisa kumqeqeshi wethu lana wayesestela uthi indlela kumele ubambe ngayo.
You must hold it the way you would hold a dove. Don't hold it too tight because you're going to squeeze the dove to death. He won't be able to breathe. Don't hold it too loose because it will fly away. A dove will fly away if it's too loose.
Bambi nje kalula ngoba phela mawulidedela futhi ungalibambisisi lizondiza libaleke.
So hold it the way you hold the dove that it's loose that you can fight with it.
Uthi ke lenkemba ibambe kube ngathi ubambe ijube esandleni sakho ukuze ibe lula esandleni sakho ukwazi ukulwa ngayo.
Hold the gifts of God the way you would hold the dove.
Bambisisa izipho zikaNkulunkulu ngendlela ongabamba ngayo ijube.
Make sure that you don't lose the blessing of God and that it flies away.
Qinisekisa ukuthi ungadedela izibusiso zikaNkulunkulu zindize ziphume esandleni sakho.
But don't hold it too tight to your chest and be too precious for you.
Kodwa kananjalo futhi musukukubamba uqinise unceke kakhulu kwena esifubeni kube igugu ngokwedlulela.
Because you are going to squeeze it to death and the blessing that God wants you to get out of your marriage, you're going to lose that very blessing.
Ngoba mhlawumbe uyokuciphiza kakhulu ukuze kufe bese leso sipho leso isibusisa uNkulunkulu ebefuna ukupha sona ulahlekelwe yiso.
Oh, we see this happening here.
Siyakubona lokho kwenzakalayo.
People come from the street.
Sikubona kwenzeka phakathi kwethu abantu bephuma emgaqweni.
Addicted to drugs.
Bebekade besedakamizweni.
They are nothing. They come from the streets. They stand on the street corners begging for money for their drugs. They come here. They meet with God. God convicts them of their sins. They feel burdened about their sins and they confess their sins to God that God can forgive them. The Bible says if you confess your sin, God is faithful and just to forgive you. But there's a precondition, you must confess it. And we see how these people become human beings again.
Siyabona laba bantu beguqulwa beba abantu futhi.
When they came here, they were so broken, so helpless, they were half humans.
Ngesikhathi befika la bafika phelile ngabo.
But as God touches them and heals them, things come together and they become normal human beings. Some stay behind and they continue to study. Some get qualifications. But you know what happens with most? Once they have their qualifications, they take it off the altar. And the next thing you see is they pack their bags and they go away. God tested Abram. He said, Abram, I've given you a son. But keep that son on the altar. And after years, when the son was grown up, God said, now go and sacrifice him. So God has given you a clean marriage to start off with. Sandile, Debbie, guard your marriage that sin doesn't come in. Don't allow your eyes to start going around and Sandile looking at other girls. Because as we heard last night, then you've committed adultery before God. Oh, how many men are they not? They are married. They've got respect. They go around with their wives all over the place. And in God's eyes, God says, you've got 20, 50, 100 other wives that you've been looking at and desiring. And do you want God to allow you into heaven with 50, 100 wives that you have? Wives of other men that you've lusted after and you have committed adultery in your heart with them.
Amakhosikazi amanye amadoda lawa ngokwakhanukela usuphingile nawo.
That is the curse of the world we are living in. Immorality, even though it's on the outside, but some people it's on the inside. No, stay close to God. Keep your lives clean with God. And keep everything on the altar. And one day, When you stand before the throne of God, you will have maintained the blessing of today. So we'll move over to the next stage
now.
And we are going to go to the putting on of the rings and making the vows in the front.
Ngokujwayeleke kulelithuba nginikeza umkhwenyana nomakoti kuba bayivumele bona phambi kwabantu bonke ukuba uNkulunkulu obahlanganisile. Sandile, do you confess before all of us, freely confess before all of us, that it is God who has spoken to you to marry Debbie? He says yes. David, you freely confess before all of us here, before everybody, before heaven and earth, that it is God who has spoken to you and told you to marry Sandile. She says yes.
Lord Jesus, hear our
worship.
You've witnessed their lives.
Bonile Nkosi impilo zabo.
You've witnessed how they were blessed and joyed to you.
Bonile Nkosi indlela abalethe isibusiso nokuthokoza kuwe.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've given them the strength to maintain the standard that you set for them.
Siyakubonga Nkosi ukuba ubaphila amandla ukuba bamise leso simiso leso sisekelo semvuselelo. Siyakhuleka Nkosi sicela ukuthi kwangathi isibusiso sakho singaba kulomshado. Ingxenye nengxenye yalomshado. Kwangathi Nkosi ngabusisele. Angathi lapha abantu bebabuka indlela abenza ngayo izinto kube sobala ukuthi uNkulunkulu phathi kwabo banesibusiso sikaNkulunkulu. Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi kwangathi ungaqhubeka ukhazimulisa igama lakho ngalomshado. Ngegama likaJesu. Amen.